It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. A few years back, Anbar province in western Iraq was dominated by insurgents. Then things turned around with the help of a major push by the Americans, and the province was called a model for how to defeat the insurgents. But that assessment may have been premature. A slow drumbeat of assassinations and bombings is raising questions about Anbar's stability. As NPR's Quil Lawrence reports, the Americans are no longer playing a major role in what's happening there.
Anger in Anbar has gained strength as security in the province weakens. This month, a few hundred protesters took to the streets of the provincial capital, Ramadi, to demand a change. The demonstrators chanted, "Save us," and "We've been sold out." The slogans are a dig at the most powerful tribal sheikh in Anbar, Ahmed Abu Risha. Abu Risha's family was among the first to fight al-Qaeda alongside the Americans. But now his former allies say Abu Risha is making millions off reconstruction deals, but not providing security or services. The most daring attack hit on December 30th, killing 24 people. A car bomb ripped through the parking lot outside the provincial governor's office. When rescue workers rushed to the scene, a suicide bomber dressed as a policeman entered the crowd. The second blast killed a member of the provincial council and maimed the governor, who had come to look around. I warned the governor not to go out, but he wanted to be Sherlock Holmes, says Brigadier Tariq Al-Asal. Asal was police chief in Anbar, but got sacked after the bombing. He claims it was impossible to keep the government building secure because the members of the provincial council refused to let their men or cars be searched when entering the compound.
The provincial council, all them have bodyguards. The governor and his deputy have convoy. All them have bodyguards without any search. No search.
There was a consensus between Baghdad and Anbar that Brigadier Asal had to step down, but that's about all they agree on. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki appointed a new chief from outside the province, who swept into Ramadi with his own heavily armed guards.
You can still see some damage from the last car bomb here in the center of Ramadi at the government building. There's a soldier with an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade, on his shoulder, ready to try and stop the next car bomb, which everyone assumes will be coming sooner or later.
But inside the compound, it wasn't possible to meet with the new police chief. A subordinate said the new chief had been yanked into a meeting with Sheikh Abu Risha and given an earful. It appears Baghdad failed to consult the sheikh beforehand. Abu Risha has no official position in the government, but his alliance with the Americans has made him the kingmaker in Anbar. It's also made him a political rival to Prime Minister Maliki. A three-way dispute between Baghdad, Abu Risha, and the other tribal leaders is hurting security in the province, according to Adnan Jamil Muhanna, one of the few sheikhs in Anbar who is considered neutral. The mistakes are costing us, says Sheikh Adnan. He says that Baghdad should consult with all the sheikhs before sending out a new official to the province. He says corruption has left the police force underfunded and poorly armed. Only one player seems unconcerned about the recent violence in Anbar, the U.S. military.
In terms of the overall security in Iraq, it doesn't concern me, but it does concern whenever there's violence.
General Ray Odierno, commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, said recently that such attacks are to be expected before the coming election in March.
It's not a sign of crumbling security in Anbar. These are attacks that we think people will continue to try to attempt between now and the elections because they want to delegitimize the government. They do not want these elections to go forward. They do not want them to be successful.
In fact, the U.S. military has announced that it will accelerate the troop withdrawal in Anbar from an already much reduced presence. It's hard to say if the measure is taken out of confidence in Iraq's long-term stability or as recognition of the security agreement between Baghdad and Washington that means the U.S. will soon be leaving Iraq regardless. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.